Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined once again by the former Erie County DA, John Flynn, an attorney and all that kind of fancy stuff. Hey, John, thanks a million. Appreciate your time as always.
Hey, Tom.
Well, first things first, have you had a chance to see the new video released just a few minutes ago from TMZ?
I have not seen a new video release, no.
Oh, it is it's extremely interesting. Let me ask you a question. John, knowing everything we've known about this case and some of the fingers that have been pointed at various people, if you didn't have an arrest and you released a video of an individual dressed up, I would say exactly like to a 90-95% of probability, the person on the doorbell cam, if you didn't know the person, would you blur out his face?
Not necessarily. It depends on whether or not you want to let people know that you're on to someone or not. The reason why you want to blur a face out is because, you know, you don't want perhaps other people, coming in and making tips about it. You want to be careful about putting someone's face out there who may have not have anything to do with it, and now you're putting someone out there, who is completely innocent. So blurring someone's face out, there's a lot of different factors in that.
I just want to give you some information. This is from TMZ. Nancy Guthrie, new video of man with similar backpack just before kidnapping. And here's what it says. The man in this video, recorded 5 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home, is on the FBI's radar, and the timing of the video is critical. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ the FBI is lasering in on the man in the video, who is both wearing and carrying backpacks right around the time of the kidnapping. The backpack the man is carrying appears to have reflective straps, similar to the one the apparent kidnapper was wearing as he approached Nancy's front door. It's unclear if the reflectors are on the shoulder straps or the side of the backpack. The backpack seen at Nancy's house is a Walmart Ozark trail hiker. That's now been confirmed by the authorities. Now, the guy in the new video is trying to enter a locked gate somewhere to no avail. He was recorded on a resident's Ring camera at 1:52 a.m. So that would be the he was recorded on a at 1:52 when law enforcement held a news conference last week. They said Nancy's Nest camera disconnected at 1:47, and at 2:12 the camera software detected a person. So the timeline obviously is going to be critical in this, but my thought
that would lead me to believe that Nancy Guthrie was not a targeted individual, then, that this person was perhaps checking out other homes and, you know, what was going to hit up multiple homes in her neighborhood.
Well, this latest video was 5 miles away. My reaction to it, my strongest reaction to it, was the fact that the face was blurred out, because I'm thinking about a chain of circumstances here. And this is not conclusive, it's not determinative, but let's just put it this way. You've got the authorities, the investigators, who have gone repeatedly to a certain home in investigation with this case. The search yesterday was concentrated in the area near the victim and somebody else's house. And I think the person in both videos, I think it's probably the same person with a pretty high degree of certainty. And could it be, and I know that you're thinking you don't want to get anybody in trouble with a false accusation, but I don't know how many people would be dressed exactly that way very early in the morning in Tucson, complete with the backpack that looks exactly alike. I'm wondering if maybe the authorities are trying to play a head game with the person, because the person's got to know that they blurred out his face and they know exactly who he is, if this is the case.
Could be. And now they're waiting for him to make a mistake now. Now they're waiting for him to perhaps do something that, you know, may, you know, tip him off as to his location. So that very well could be the case.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps it has nothing to do with where the investigators have been. I don't know, but I just found it very peculiar, John. And I don't mean to keep saying, I guess I do mean to keep saying it, but I apologize if I'm beating a dead horse here. But in a case where they're putting up billboards, in a case where you've got FBI guys and ladies going through the desert, seems to me that you want to bring this thing to an end, especially because of the exigent circumstances involving life and death. If you want to talk to this guy, you want the public to call in. You got to show his face.
You would think that, but again, they have to. I mean, obviously, if you know, they got to be certain that, you know, this backpack is the same, or it, you know, it really, really looks similar, or, you know, the clothing is the same. I mean, you know, because if there's any doubt in their mind that this may not be the same person, that's what might be why they're hesitant to put out his face. But again, I'm scrolling through the internet right now here, and for whatever reason, I can't find this new video here.
If you go to TMZ, I saw it on Fox News, itself is on TMZ.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still scrolling?
I'm still scrolling. Yes, I am. I am still scrolling here, man. Second ransom note, TMZ reports here.
You have to do a search. Yeah. You do a search for, let's see, time out. What did I search for?
TMZ. I got
TMZ broke the story.
Nancy Guthrie video.
You'll see some trash bins. You'll see the dude or in the clothing.
Yeah,
I wish you could see the video because they've got a couple of still pictures up.
I got right here. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, here's a guy walking by the trash bin right here. He's got two backpacks. He's got one on his back and he's got one he's carrying in there. Tom. Here, just a couple things here. I mean, this video is obviously in color, and the first video was in black and white. So, it looks like it's the same video. They clearly got his face mask here. I'm very interesting here. They're probably blurring the face off because they must not be certain that this is the same guy. Even though the backpack may look similar, the clothing may look similar, you know, who wears this kind of clothing in the middle of the night on the same day? But they want to be probably sure. They might have some doubt that this is the same guy, and they don't want to put someone's face up there, you know, when it may be a different guy. You know, or, like you said, they could be playing mind games with him and hoping now that he freaks out and does something stupid that's gonna reveal his location.
I look at the whole situation within 5 miles of the crime scene. Number one. Number two, what are the odds the two men in the early morning hours are going to be dressed kind of the same way?
Yep. No, you're right. You're exactly right. I don't know if the first video did the guy have a hoodie on. He definitely got a hoodie on in the second video right here. First video, I'm not sure if it was a hoodie on the back of it or not.
Yeah, he was wearing a ski mask. I don't think he was wearing a hoodie, but that doesn't mean that a coat wouldn't have been put on over it.
Absolutely not. You're right. Correct. No doubt about it. In the first video, it appeared that he had layers on, so he could have had the hoodie tucked into the outside layer. Also remember too, in the first video, again, it was sequenced in kind of still shots there, in different sequences, but it appears in the first video that he initially approached the Ring camera without the gun and without the backpack. And then the next shot we got, he had the gun and he had the backpack, which leads me to believe that he initially approached the door, turned around, went back to where, whether he had a car there or whether he had a, you know, whether he walked, you know, and had gear by, you know, by the driveway there, put the gun on, put the backpack on, and then came back to the door a second time. That's my educated guess. So again, based upon that, he might have shed part of his clothing or had different clothing, which would now show in this second video here now, where he's by the garbage cans, where he's got a hoodie on. So again, you know, we're speculating here. We're not sure. But the police obviously want to be careful about revealing someone's face if, in fact, it's not the same guy.
Fair enough. Former Erie County DA John Flynn is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about the latest development. And this could be a major development. And just because there may or may not be a hoodie in the video that was released today, it doesn't mean that layers weren't put on, perhaps in an attempt to make himself look heavier than he really is. People have been known to wear fat suits for movies. But then again, would a bungling criminal think to do that? But would a bungling criminal be able to outdo all of this investigation for so long? By the way, your phone calls are invited. Hey, if you've seen that new video that TMZ was able to get that Fox News showed, if you want to offer your thoughts on, is that the same person? Is that the same person? What degree of probability would you give it? Right now I'm at 90%, 95%, but I could change with more data because it's hard for me to do careful analysis and talk at the same time. Sometimes it's hard for me to think and talk at the same time. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Back to John Flynn. John, if what will the forensics people do to try to corroborate that the people in both videos are the same?
Well, without any concrete evidence, there's not much forensic to do as far as any kind of DNA analysis. On the clothing part and the backpack part, they're gonna try to examine and see if in fact any of the items that he's wearing are the same in both videos. Now, again, we've kind of established here, just, you know, the two of us here, by looking at these two things, that, you know, it's clear that at least the outside layer of the jacket or hoodie, whatever you want to call it, is different. But, you know, they're going to do a deep dive into the backpacks. And he's got two backpacks in the new video. Are either one of those two backpacks the same as the one that's in the video outside the ring cam? They're going to look at, you know, the strappings of it. They're going to look at the markings on it. They're going to look at the design of it, the zippers of it, everything. They're going to look at his pants. They're going to look at the feet. I don't see that the feet are showing here in the second video that TMZ put out here. It looks like the feet are blocked by the car here, but you can certainly see the pants. You can certainly see the backpacks and obviously the outdoor jacket that a guy is wearing there. So yeah, they'll look at all that. From a forensic DNA analysis, the gloves that were found at the scene or near the scene, they're certainly going to do DNA analysis on those big time. A little confusion, you know, on my end here, based upon all the reports out here, is the how many gloves were found, where the exact location they were found. One report was that a single glove was found a mile and a half away. Other reports that there were gloves, plural, found on the property. So, again, it's a little bit unclear here as to the glove situation. But bottom line, Tom, they apparently have some gloves that they think may or may not be connected.
Well, I wish I knew. Obviously, John, I want reliable information. Was it the two gloves or was it the one? Because there are two different reports going around.
Absolutely.
Nobody ever loses two gloves at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's clear. The one report, Tom, was clear. The one glove was found about a mile and a half away. A black glove you know, on the road, a mile and a half away from the house. And then the other report uses the plural, like I said, gloves that were found near the home. So I wish we would have better information. But again, from you know, our standpoint right now, as far as, you know, getting back to your original question about the forensic analysis, they're going to turn those gloves inside and out, you know, to get any piece of DNA that they can find on those gloves and then run it through the database.
I mean, John, I'm not a glove. I'm not a glove expert. You're not a glove expert. But to me, superficially, they look the same. And just as an experienced winter person, you never lose both gloves at the same time. You might leave them behind at a restaurant or something like that. But if there are two gloves that have been found a mile and a half from the house, I think that's significant if there are two.
Yeah. But and again, would he be stupid enough to throw the gloves out the window of his car that he just, you know, had with him, breaking into a house, you know, a mile and a half away? Like, what idiot is going to throw the gloves that he's wearing out of a car?
The guy's panicking. A guy's panicking.
He could be panicking, but I'll tell you what, that's a big panic right there. Mm-hmm. That's a major panic where if you're going to throw the gloves out of your car that close to the house.
If you have anything you want to say about this, I'd love to take your calls. All of you people who sent me the email saying, continue, Tom, continue. Then you don't call me. I feel neglected, frankly. I feel kind of used. You should have brought me. You should have got me breakfast. John Flynn is here, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Something I've not asked you, John, we're going to get to the pattern. Is there a pattern going on elsewhere? But what do you make of the backpack? Was that to carry things out or to bring things in?
It was probably to carry things out if you're going to have to do a burglary. You know, he might have had stuff in the backpack, like other clothing. We just established, you know, that the two videos here appears they had a different jacket on, and these two videos that we're looking at here right now, he could have had that jacket in one of the backpacks. So he could have had other clothing in the backpacks, but obviously he could have had them empty because he was going to, you know, take stuff out and do a burglary. You know, during the break here, I'm looking at these. It's funny you mentioned backpacks here. I'm not so sure that these are the same backpacks here, though. I'm just doing a cursory look here, and obviously the police are going to do a deep dive and look at these videos very carefully to analyze in minutia every single particle of the backpack. Mm-hmm. But it appears that the straps are different. It appears the backpack that is shown in the Ring Cam video was kind of a wider strap that had a line or a, you know, down the middle of the strap there, a darker pattern down the middle of the strap there. And the backpacks in the second video that TMZ has, the straps don't show that different pattern, you know, on the strap itself. Again, I can't get a great look at it, obviously, and you know, law enforcement has much better tools than my computer to really break it down and really to magnify every part of it. But as I sit here right now, I'm not so sure that the backpacks match here.
I'm definitely confident, John, that there is something there that will be of investigative value.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I have to say, when I'm doing a radio show, I cannot, even during breaks, I simply cannot back away and focus on something with my eyes because I'm very focused with my ears, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So I do put that caveat out there. So, John, if you were an investigator, let's just speculate here for a moment, whether it was, the guy on the porch in the Nest Cam, or they believe there's a connection with the video released today in color in which somebody dressed kind of like that had his face blurred out, but you could have seen it. how would you begin trying to track a similar MO and a similar pattern of behavior? And I would bet that they've already done this. Don't you think maybe that they've already looked at the history of burglaries over the past year and maybe a 10-mile radius? And was there any evidence they might have missed?
No question about it. They definitely combed the area out, you know, whether it's, you know, 2 miles, 10 miles, you know, I mean, you get 10 miles, that may be a little bit much, but certainly within a reasonable boundary of the area, you're going to, you know, do an MO of any similar burglaries. They're already kind of doing that right now, today, to a different extent. So in the past 24 hours here, they have asked people in a 2-mile radius of Nancy Guthrie's house to send in any video of their Ring cams. They've created a portal where they're asking people to send their Ring cam video in because they want to look for certain vehicles, I think. And they even specifically have gone to neighbors of Nancy Guthrie and asked for specific dates. They've asked for, let me see your Ring cam video from January 11th between 9 and midnight and January 31st between 9:30 and 11 a.m. So they obviously are trying to focus on either a vehicle or a person who may have been in the area at these particular times here that they have information to believe may be the same person on the Ring cam.
John Flynn, former district attorney of Erie County, with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to get in on this, it's 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. John, I mentioned something earlier today about geographical profiling. Did you ever have an opportunity as DA working as a prosecutor to use geographic profiling?
You mean geofencing?
No, a situation where, particularly with a series of crimes, you plot them on a map, and then the people will basically do the Venn diagrams to isolate on the most likely residents of the perpetrator.
Yes, I mean, a lot of times, if there's a pattern of crimes that are similar, you know, you're definitely gonna map. BPD would map those out. And try to figure out, you know, either like what perhaps maybe the next crime where they could, you know, wait and, you know, for the perpetrator to get there or to find a pattern, you know, to kind of pinpoint where that person may live. They would certainly do that, especially, you know, they do kind of geographical analysis for not only thefts, but you know, they do them for shootings as well.
Sure.
They try to map out, and they do map out every single shooting that takes place, you know, within the city of Buffalo, and then they hone in their forces on those areas, you know, mainly to prevent future shootings, but you know, it can be used as a tool to solve shootings as well.
Yeah, very, very interesting. I was watching a documentary on Jack the Ripper, and it was basically modern-day forensics people, including this geographical profiler, and she looked at all of the crime scenes in that series of crime and was quite specific about where she believed the suspect lived, which is interesting because it did coincide with the residence of one of the people often mentioned in the case. So I was wondering if that was still an option.
Yeah, but that's obviously, you know, again, I wouldn't say pure luck, but, you know, a huge coincidence where, you know, you're going to have a similarity to since home where the crime scene occurs. I mean, you know, to find that out is really dumb luck. Now, obviously, from the perpetrator standpoint, you know, if I'm a burglar, you know, and I'm familiar with my own layout of my home, if I can find a home that's similar to my layout, that's going to, you know, make me want to go there because I know my way around the layout. I know where the stairs are. I know where the turns are, where the doorways are. And so obviously, you know, you're going to, you know, do that if you're a criminal, But you got to know the layout of the home, though, that is similar to your house. And, you know, how do you find that out unless you case it out ahead of time, or unless you have been there ahead of time, either the person's a friend of yours or an acquaintance of yours, or you were at a party there where you would know that perhaps the interior of the home is similar to your interior.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm looking at this second video from today, and like you, I'm not so sure that my initial interpretation was correct, but I'm not so sure that it wasn't correct. Just don't know. The glove or gloves that were recovered yesterday, John, again, not a glove expert, but boy, did they look awfully similar. And as you said, if those are the gloves a mile and a half from the home, that could also be a turning point in the case.
Oh, no question about it. Because, I mean, you're wearing the – now, I shouldn't say that. You may, you know, depending how careful you want to be, you may have a pair of latex gloves on, and then you put these big gloves over that. If he's really, really thinking and really, really smart, he's got some latex gloves on or some medical gloves, the real thin gloves on initially over his skin. And then he puts on these big, they look like kind of like boxing gloves, but they got fingers in them, obviously, though. But they're big, puffier gloves. Mm-hmm. You put them on over. Now, if he did that, okay, then there may not be any skin-to-glove contact. And you might not get anything now out of the interior of that glove. You may get something out of the exterior of the glove if he used the glove to, pat his head or rub up against his face, and he got some perhaps skin DNA on the outside of the glove. But the longer that glove was outdoors, though, laying on the ground by the road, now here we are 12 days later, the more the elements are going to wash away any DNA on the outside of the glove. The best DNA is going to be on the inside of the glove. And you may get lucky where he had his skin right in that glove. That's all presuming here, Tom. It's the same glove. It's the same guy. And again, like I go back to, how are you going to be that stupid to throw the gloves out of the car?
I would answer that with panic. Panic. And I would say if that, and by the way, if that is true, I think that makes the ransom notes and the Bitcoin stuff meaningless, unconnected.
Yeah. But why just throw the gloves out though? Why not throw the mask out too? You wore a face mask. You know what? If you're just going to throw the gloves out, you know why keep the face mask? I think that, you know, the point you talk about the gloves there is, you know, that could be a big turning point in this case here. I definitely think that if there's any kind of DNA on those gloves, you know, they're going to, you know, they'll get a sample off it, and that may lead them to who this person is. I also think that they're obviously, in addition to gloves, based upon the latest reports, is that they're focusing in on vehicles too. You know, they've had reports of a white van that was seen near the home. That report came out. They're obviously honing in on a white van, and again asking the neighbors for any door cam video for the past 2 months. You know, that door cam is going to show, hopefully, cars driving by their homes or making deliveries to their homes. Those are the two things that they're probably focusing in on right now, the gloves and any kind of vehicles that are in the area.
John, take us behind the scenes in a situation like this. Obviously, it's a very heavy case. You, too, handled a lot of heavy cases during your time as DA of Erie County, including some we'd rather not think about right now. The routine of communication and checking boxes between investigators, law enforcement, and the DA's office. How does that work? At what point do you begin to get involved as a DA?
Well, we're involved from the get-go. The reason why we're involved from the get-go here in Erie County is because we all had good working relationships. You know, my assistant DAs were in constant communication with law enforcement agencies, the Buffalo Police Department, Sheriff's Department, and the feds. And you know, not to go off on a tangent here, Tom. Okay, but you know, this is important. Okay, and this is this case right here in Arizona is a prime example about cooperation. All right, yep. Feds, the FBI, and the Sheriff's Department working hand in hand here to solve this crime. And what happens when we as a society now want to, you know, develop sanctuary cities and sanctuary states where we don't cooperate with our partners in law enforcement? Well, it impedes these kind of joint investigations. Now, again, that statement right there, Tom, we can go off for a whole other hour on that, okay? And I don't want to get political here. I don't want to do that, but...
Oh, please, because I think we agree on this, and you should tell Mayor Ryan.
This is an example as to why cooperation is key. And you can't have edicts from, you know, politicians out there who are saying that I don't want you local authority cooperating with this local, this federal authority, okay? Because, well, I mean, you know, you can keep it tight, I guess, all right? And you can make your edicts that, you know, you're just not going to cooperate with ICE and just not cooperate with them on the civil aspect of it, okay, where you can still cooperate on criminal, but you can't cooperate on civil, all right? All right, you can make your policies tight, I guess, all right? But look at it from 30,000 feet. Anytime that you impede cooperation, anytime that you impede collaboration amongst law enforcement agencies, in my opinion, you are affecting public safety.
Oh, show me an unsolved series of crimes. I'll show you a lack of collaboration, whether it's Jack the Ripper between the city police, the Metropolitans, or the Zodiac, which went between about five different departments. Nobody wanted to give up anything. Hey, John, I cannot tell you what a great pleasure it is to talk to you, and especially so much lately. And you're probably right about that video having nothing to do with what's actually going on. I say that because Fox News... they've only shown it once in the last hour and a half. If they thought it was anything, it would be in a continuous loop. So
it's not up now either, Tom. I mean, if you just do a Google search of Guthrie update, like none of the major media outlets are even showing this video. So there must be some hesitation. But again, it could be the same guy. The law enforcement just needs to analyze it further and make sure.
Amen. John, thanks a million. Former Erie County DA and a Buffalo attorney, 1995 UB law grad, veteran of the United States Navy, John Flynn.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.